here's one everybody knows.
I rented a car in Fresno. I headed north on the Great Highway. I was getting good mileage. Everything was going my way. I had a sense of purpose. I had a feeling of glory in my throat. I began to gloat. North out of San Francisco Bay. Things were going my way. I smoked a reefer 4 feet long. I was feeling really out of it. I went into a tourist place. I looked at the sign and it said, "No one is ever unwelcome at the Buds of Mystery." Here at Buds of Mystery, I felt alone at the Buds of Mystery. There was one that looked like Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was lathering himself with a bar of soap on a rope in the shower. "My God," I exclaimed, "how did they get a bud that looked like Dwight D. Eisenhower in the shower?" It was at the Buds of Mystery. Fell me down in history. Red hairs. There's a bud with red hair over there. There's a bud that looks like Lucille Ball. God, I don't know how they did it, but it's got red hair and everything. She's wearing a polka dot dress, and she says, "Where's little Ricky? Where's little Ricky? He should have been home an hour ago." It's Lucille Ball at the Buds of Mystery. Shit, it's mysterious here. Shit, it's mysterious here. Shit, it's mysterious here. How'd they get a bud to do that? Right where I sat, there was a little bud that looked like a poodle. It was a little apricot poodle. It was only about knee high, this little apricot poodle. "What the hell was its name?" I said. "What the hell could be the name of this little apricot poodle?" A woman walked in and said, "What are you doing with Honey Bun?" "What are you doing with Honey Bun?" she screamed. "What are you doing with Honey Bun? What are you doing with Honey Bun there on your knee?" I said, "Lady, my car got hit by a log. I don't even want to be here. You've got buds that look like Dwight D. Eisenhower and Lucille Ball, and you ask me what I'm doing with your small apricot poodle whose name is Honey Bun." I said, "Let's dance. Come on, mama, let's dance. Come on, take off your high-heeled shoes, undo your pantyhose, and let's dance. The floor here is tiled, there's brown stuff in the crack. Dance for a while, your husband won't come back."
At the Buds of Mystery, at the Buds,
at the very essence of the source, in the heart of the middle of the Garberville Redwood Forest,
it was the Buds of Mystery.
I can revive your sense of fear. I hope I see you at the Buds of Mystery. Let's meet at the Buds of Mystery. Let's have a cup of coffee and talk. Really interpersonally, at the Buds of Mystery, there's a coffee shop. Let's get a cup and talk. "Damn woman, you look good. What are you doing under my hood?" "She's fixing my car. Jesus, I met a model from New York who can fix my my car at the Butts of Mystery. She was 6'11" tall. Her hair was blonde and came down past where her honey bunch came up to, and she was at the Butts of Mystery. I said, "You own this place?" She said, "My name is Grace. I've had it for 3 years. It's doing real good. Come on in. Let's snort some coke and go to the bathroom." At the Butts of Mystery! At the Butts of Mystery! At the Butts! We were spuds. We both felt like we were in an Akron when we met there. At the Butts of Mystery! Hell, you don't know what you'll see if you will meet me at the Butts of Mystery. Miles past the drive-through Sensabina, you can't miss it. It's on your left, past the pink house with a little goose coop in the front. See there. Buzz of Mystery is closing at 4:00.